Leviticus 4 through 5. Then the Lord said to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, If a person sins unintentionally in any of these things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, and commits any of them, if the anointed priest sins, so as to bring guilt on the people, then he is to offer to the Lord a bull without defect, as a sin offering for his sin which he has committed. He shall bring the bull to the doorway of the tent of meeting before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the bull, and slaughter the bull before the Lord. Then the anointed priest is to take some of the blood of the bull, and bring it to the tent of meeting. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle some of the blood 7 times before the Lord, in front of the veil of the sanctuary. The priest shall also put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of fragrant incense, which is before the Lord in the tent of meeting. And all the rest of the blood of the bull he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the doorway of the tent of meeting. He shall remove from it the fat of the bull of the sin offering, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat which is on the entrails, and the 2 kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys, just as it is removed from the ox of the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest is to offer them up in smoke on the altar of burnt offering. But the hide of the bull and all its flesh, along with its head, its legs, its entrails, and its refuse, that is, all the rest of the bull, he is to bring out to a clean place outside the camp, where the fatty ashes are poured out, and burn it on wood with fire. Where the fatty ashes are poured out, it shall be burned. Now, if the entire congregation of Israel does wrong unintentionally, and the matter escapes the notice of the assembly, and they commit any of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, and they become guilty, when the sin which they have committed becomes known, then the assembly shall offer a bull of the herd as a sin offering, and bring it in front of the tent of meeting. Then the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before the Lord, and the bull shall be slaughtered before the Lord. Then the anointed priest is to bring some of the blood of the bull to the tent of meeting, and the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord, in front of the veil. He shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar which is before the Lord, in the tent of meeting. And all the rest of the blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the doorway of the tent of meeting. And he shall remove all its fat from it, and offer it up in smoke on the altar. He shall also do with the bull just as he did with the bull of the sin offering. He shall do the same with it. So the priest shall make atonement for them, and they will be forgiven. Then he is to bring the bull out to a place outside the camp, and burn it just as he burned the first bull. It is the sin offering for the assembly. When a leader sins, and unintentionally does any of the things which the Lord his God had commanded not to be done, and he becomes guilty, if his sin which he has committed is made known to him, he shall bring as his offering a goat, a male without defect, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the male goat, and slaughter it in the place where they slaughter the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. Then the priest is to take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and the rest of the blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering. And he shall offer all its fat up in smoke on the altar, as in the case of the fat of the sacrifice of peace offerings. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his sin, and he will be forgiven. Now, if any one of the common people sins unintentionally by doing any of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, and becomes guilty, If his sin which he has committed is made known to him, then he shall bring as his offering a goat, a female without defect, for his sin which he has committed. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and slaughter the sin offering at the place of the burnt offering. The priest shall then take some of its blood with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering. And all the rest of its blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar. Then he shall remove all its fat, just as the fat was removed from the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall offer it up in smoke on the altar as a soothing aroma to the Lord. So the priest shall make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. But if he brings a lamb as his offering for a sin offering, he shall bring a female without defect. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and slaughter it as a sin offering in the place where they slaughter the burnt offering. And the priest is to take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering. And all the rest of its blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar. Then he shall remove all of its fat, just as the fat of the lamb is removed from the sacrifice of the peace offerings. And the priest shall offer it up in smoke on the altar, on the offerings by fire to the Lord. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his sin which he has committed, and he will be forgiven. Now, if a person sins after he hears a public order to testify when he is a witness, whether he has seen or otherwise known, if he does not tell it, then he will bear his punishment. Or if a person touches any unclean thing, whether a carcass of an unclean animal, or the carcass of unclean cattle, or a carcass of unclean swarming things, though it is hidden from him and he is unclean, then he will be guilty. If he touches human uncleanness of whatever sort, his uncleanness may be with which he becomes unclean, and it is hidden from him, and then he comes to know it, he will be guilty. Or if a person swears thoughtlessly with his lips to do evil or to do good, in whatever matter people speak thoughtlessly with an oath, and it is hidden from him, and then he comes to know it, he will be guilty of one of these things. So it shall be, when he becomes guilty of one of these things, that he shall confess that in which he has sinned. He shall also bring his guilt offering to the Lord for his sin which he has committed, a female from the flock, a lamb or a goat, as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf for his sin. But if he cannot afford a lamb, then he shall bring to the Lord his guilt offering for that in which he has sinned, two turtle doves or two young doves, one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering. He shall bring them to the priest, who shall first offer that which is for the sin offering, and shall pinch off its head at the front of its neck, but he shall not sever it. He shall also sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, while the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. The second he shall then prepare as a burnt offering according to the ordinance. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf for his sin which he has committed, and it will be forgiven him. But if his means are insufficient for two turtle doves or two young doves, then for his offering for that which he has sinned, he shall bring the tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a sin offering. He shall not put oil on it or place incense on it, for it is a sin offering. He shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful of it as a memorial portion, and offer it up in smoke on the altar, with the offerings of the Lord by fire. It is a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin which he has committed from one of these, and it will be forgiven him. Then the rest shall become the priest's, like the grain offering. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, If a person acts unfaithfully and sins unintentionally against the Lord's holy things, then he shall bring his guilt offering to the Lord, a ram without defect from the flock, according to your assessment in silver by shekels, in terms of the shekel of the sanctuary, as a guilt offering, and he shall make restitution for that which he has sinned against the holy thing, and shall add to it a fifth part of it, and give it to the priest. The priest shall then make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering, and it will be forgiven him. Now, if a person sins and does any of the things which the Lord had commanded not to be done, though he was unaware, he is still guilty, and shall bear his punishment. He is then to bring to the priest a ram without defect from the flock, according to your assessment, as a guilt offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin which he committed unintentionally and did not know it, and it will be forgiven him. It is a guilt offering. He was certainly guilty before the Lord.
Luke 3.
Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip was tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, in the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one calling out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every ravine will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be lowered. The crooked will become straight, and the rough roads smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God." So he was saying to the crowds who were going out to be baptized by him, "You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, produce fruits that are consistent with repentance, and do not start saying to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you, that from these stones God is able to raise up children for Abraham. But indeed the axe is already being laid at the root of the trees. So every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds were questioning him, saying, "Then what are we to do?" And he would answer and say to them, "The one who has two tunics is to share with the one who has none. And the one who has food is to do likewise." Now, even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what are we to do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what you have been ordered to." And soldiers also were questioning him, saying, "What are we to do, we as well?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone, nor harass anyone. Be content with your wages." Now, while people were in a state of expectation, and they all were thinking carefully in their hearts about John, whether he himself perhaps was the Christ, John responded to them all, saying, "As for me, I baptize you with water, but he is coming who is mightier than I, and I am not fit to untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork in his hand to thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his barns, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he preached the gospel to the people. But when Herod the Tetrarch was reprimanded by him regarding Herodias, his brother's wife, and regarding all the evil things which Herod had done, Herod also added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. Now, when all the people were baptized, Jesus also was baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in a bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." When he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years old, being, as was commonly held, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Jenai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Hesli, the son of Nagai, the son of Math, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simeon, the son of Joshesh, the son of Joda, the son of Jonan, the son of Ressa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adai, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Jorim, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meleah, the son of Mena, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Aminadab, the son of Admin, the son of Ram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Zerug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Heber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Romans 13. Every person is to be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a servant of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing, for it is a servant of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Pay to all what is due them. Tax to whom tax is due. Custom to whom custom. Respect to whom respect. Honor to whom honor. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, Love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let's rid ourselves of the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and debauchery, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts. Proverbs 17:10-18. A rebuke goes deeper into one who has understanding than 100 blows into a fool. A rebellious person seeks only evil, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Let a person meet a bear robbed of her cubs, rather than a fool in his foolishness. One who returns evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like letting out water, so abandon the quarrel before it breaks out. One who justifies the wicked and one who condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. Why is there money in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom when he has no sense? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A person lacking in sense shakes hands and becomes guarantor in the presence of his neighbor. Psalm 36. Wrongdoing speaks to the ungodly within his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for it flatters him with his own eyes. Concerning the discovery of his wrongful deed and hatred of it. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and do good. He plans wickedness on his bed. He sets himself on a path that is not good. He does not reject evil. Your mercy, Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Lord, you protect mankind and animals. How precious is your mercy, God! And the sons of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of abundance of your house, and you allow them to drink from the river of your delights. For the fountain of life is with you. In your light we see light. Prolong your mercy to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. May the foot of pride not come upon me, and may the hand of the wicked not drive me away. Those who do injustice have fallen here. They have been thrust down and cannot rise.